All right, welcome everybody to this episode of O365A. And tonight we're going to talk about some new innovations around hybrid meeting experiences. And specifically, there's been some announcements. There's been a lot of innovation in this area on Microsoft's front. So we just wanted to cover the whole gamut of what's new and some of the new announcements. So Michael, we'll kick it off with you.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of announcements based on Enterprise Connect and also the Microsoft 365 roadmap. So I'll be tackling the items that kind of fall under the Android, Microsoft Teams Room for Android. So some big announcements. We're going to get direct guest join for Zoom and WebEx meetings on our Teams Rooms for Android. This is already available for Windows-based Microsoft Teams Rooms, and that's supposed to be coming out in June this year. So now we'll be able to use these Android devices to also join not only Teams meetings and Skype meetings, but also the Zoom and WebEx meetings. Some other things that have come in is the ability to extend reservations from a scheduling panel, so the Microsoft Teams panels. So basically a scheduling panel outside the room. If your meeting is going long and there's availability after your kind of scheduled time frame, you can extend your reservation. Of course, if the room is back-to-back booked, then you'll be prevented from extending that. Some other interesting scenarios with these Teams Rooms for Android is meeting room capacity notifications. So this is similar to on the Windows version, where you'll get notifications at the front of the room displaying or alerting either to the front of the room or even the Microsoft Teams panel on the outside that the room is at capacity. It does require that the cameras in the room do have the intelligence to do like the people counting and that you've configured on the Outlook side what is the capacity for that resource account. And kind of going along that panel experience, we have check-in notifications and also check-out. So check-in's coming, should be out now. Check-out is in May. And this is basically getting a notification when your meeting has gone over and there's people outside the room waiting to kind of join for their meeting. So they're able to kind of notify those that are inside the room to, you know, wrap it up, get out. And then on the other side, if your meeting wraps up early, you're able to check out of the meeting room and make that room available for others. So a lot is happening in the kind of the Android space within the Microsoft Teams room to kind of support these hybrid experiences, things like capacity. We're also seeing some new devices. So we have the Teams displays, and so we have new devices coming from Neat and Nealink into that market. And then just the last item around Teams Rooms is we're going to be seeing store integration into the Teams Admin Center. So now as we're building out, you know, the accounts and stuff like that within the Teams Admin Center for these spaces, you'll have the ability to actually procure hardware for those spaces. So this will be available for, I believe, Canada and the US to start, and that should be coming in actually this month. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. With that, maybe I'll pass to Ham.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So, yeah, I'm going to be talking about some of the new meeting functionality that's going to be coming. So one of the big ones is modern meeting experiences on the web. So currently today, if you utilize Microsoft Teams on the web, you're still using the original experience as it was, where you have the U bar down below, and it's just a single pane of information. Now, with the new meeting experience, you're going to basically have almost the identical experience as you have on the Teams desktop or Teams Mac clients. So you'll have the U-bar up top. You'll have, you know, the people, chat, reactions, everything up there, the sharing, all that different capabilities, reactions as well, will be all within the UI, the web interface. So that's a really good feature that's coming. I think we briefly talked about this before, but multi-language meeting invite control. So being able to apply policies to users on what languages that they can have during their meeting invitations. So it'll populate the meeting invitations in both languages. So in Canada, our two official languages are English and French, and we would be able to have a policy apply to individuals in the organization or the entire organization. And when their meeting invite goes out, they'll have both official languages inside of the meeting invitation, which is great. Another thing which I found really interesting, and I've used quite a bit, using the PowerPoint Online was the speaker coach capabilities. So coming to Microsoft Teams, you're going to have that ability to turn on a speaker coach within your Teams meeting to give you feedback as you're speaking during your presentation and give you that feedback, you know, whether you're using too much filler words or you're on pace or, you know, same thing, same kind of functionality that you got from the PowerPoint online capability. So that was really cool. And then this one is pretty huge as well, is the co-organizer meeting role. I don't know about you guys, but there's a lot of organizations that I work with trying to, you know, get the meeting engagement report, but it's only given to the organizer of the meeting. So now when you create a new meeting invitation, you'll be able to assign additional organizers for that meeting. And then, you know, if you're the organizer originally of it, you go on vacation, but there's other co-organizers, they're able to capture that engagement report. Additionally, with that role, they have the ability to modify all of the meeting settings just like an organizer would as well. So that's a really big one that's going to be coming as well. So I'm going to pass it over to Dino. What do you got?
Got four items as well. Starting at the top, something that I'm super excited about and have been wanting for a long time, and that's this new search capability in the Teams Admin Center. So what's rolling out now is a contextual-based search that lets you search not only for what you used to, which was just basically users in the dashboard view. You type in the name of a user. Now you can start typing things like voice, for example, and you'll get contextual-based options around whether it's a navigation setting, a navigation or a setting or a policy or a report. So if you type voice, for example, that'll trigger, you'll get a hit in every one of those four categories. So because there's, you know, a Teams device usage report, you'll get an action on provisioning devices because that's a voice feature. You'll get things under devices and videos. You'll get Operator Connect coming up and voice routing policies. So that's really great because stuff's always moving around in that left rail and I've stopped trying to figure out where everything is. And this is just a quick way that I can easily get to something now when doing administration. Another really cool feature, which was recently announced, is the local time added to the people profile. So when you hover over the bubble or the avatar of a person in Teams, it'll actually show you their local time. So it'll say like, this person's 9 hours behind you, or they're in the same time zone, or they're 5 hours ahead of you, which is super awesome because you're often having to stop and think, wait, is it like 3 a.m. for them? So that's kind of cool in terms of being able to understand what time zone we're in. So that's a really neat feature. And kind of along with that is the quiet time settings in Teams and Outlook. And this is via Viva Insights. This is rolling out. I personally am only seeing this on the mobile client right now. You can set quiet time in the mobile client just so you can say, look, don't disturb me with Teams notifications after 10 p.m. in the evening. So you can set your quiet time settings. It'll honor that. I expect that you'll be able to set those in the Teams client on the desktop soon and also via Outlook. And so it'll be coordinated. You can just change it in one of those spots and it'll follow suit in all those other applications. And lastly, just a very quick update. When auto expiration of meeting recordings, which was announced or a feature that came out not too long ago, you know, along with the move of recordings going away from Stream to OneDrive and SharePoint, they initially set the expiration to 60 days by default. And I guess through some feedback from organizations, it's moving from 60 days to 180 days. So you'll, without doing anything, meeting auto expiration is now going to 180 days. With that, I'm going to pass it over to Kurt. What do you got on your plate?
Thanks, Dino. Yeah, a couple items just to round it out. In terms of hybrid meeting of the roadmap that's been published, there's a couple of interesting new features coming. One of them is called Outlook RSVP, and that makes it easier to plan whether someone's actually going to be in person in the office or attending remotely. So when you RSVP to that meeting, you can actually specify whether you're going to attend in person or remote. So that'll be useful as hybrid meetings become more and more common. And also, Teams Connect was listed on a roadmap as an innovation for hybrid meetings. And if you remember, Teams Connect is also known, probably better known as Shared Channels. It's in public preview and probably GAing sometime in the next 6 months. I don't think Microsoft has actually put a date on that yet. But just quick recap. So Shared Channels allows you to invite someone into a channel outside your organization without guest access. They can use their native identity. And net, that just reduces friction for collaboration all up, and specifically reduces collaboration for people outside your organization joining meetings. So you can quickly spin up a meeting with all the channel members that includes people outside your organization, and they can join that meeting without having to go through the whole guest access rigmarole and friction that sometimes you need to go through. And lastly, there's a new feature that came out, and I think it's rolling out already. It's casting from Teams desktop to a Microsoft Teams room. And that's the ability to just walk in a room. It's good for quick ad hoc type meetings where you don't require setting up a formal meeting. You can walk in the room and just cast your Teams desktop to the Microsoft Teams Rooms display. And that'll be really useful for just, as I said, ad hoc meetings. You don't have to like set up a whole meeting. It actually spins the meeting up. And Bluetooth needs to be enabled on the desktop, and that works from both Windows and Mac. So that's about all I had. I think these announcements are timely, given that, I don't know about you guys, but I'm hearing more people actually going back in the office, but not everybody. So I think organizations are struggling a bit to how do you make true hybrid meetings work in terms of having people in the office and other people remote. So I think we're seeing Microsoft invest in a feature set here to make that work. So that's it. That's a wrap. Hope that was useful. And we'll see you guys on the next episode. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.